This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Susila Kharki holding talks with top leaders of three major political parties today. Discussions to focus on preparations for upcoming House of Representatives elections. Vehicle explosion at distillery in Rowthut kills one person, injuring six others. And Thailand and Cambodia agree ceasefire after weeks of deadly clashes. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Susila Kharki is holding discussions with top leaders of the three major political parties today. According to the Prime Minister's Secretariat, the joint meeting with senior leaders of the Nepali Congress, CPN-UML, and the Nepali Communist Party will take place at 4 p.m. The meeting is expected to focus on preparations for the upcoming House of Representatives elections scheduled for the 5th of March next year, along with current political issues. Earlier, President Ramchandra Podol, in the presence of Prime Minister Kharki, had held discussions with the top leaders of the parties at Sital Nivas. Today's meeting is seen as a continuation of those political consultations. One person has been killed and six others injured in a boiler explosion at Jyoti Distillery in Katihariya Municipality 9 in Rowthut this morning. Police said 45-year-old Lakshman Yadav of Balua died on the spot. The injured, who sustained burn injuries to their hands and feet, have been referred to Birgunj for treatment. The cause of the explosion is yet to be determined. Police have launched an investigation into the incident. The Election Commission has identified categories of temporary voters for the upcoming House of Representatives elections. Government employees at the federal, provincial and local levels and staff of state-owned or state-controlled institutions listed in the final voter roll will be included as temporary voters. Security personnel of the Nepali Army, Nepal Police and Armed Police Force stationed in barracks, prisoners and staff and security personnel deployed and election duty will also fall under this category. The Election Commission said residents of government-run or approved old age homes, along with chiefs and officials of constitutional bodies, will be eligible as temporary voters. A committee led by an election commissioner will oversee the temporary voter register. At the district level, a committee headed by the chief district officer will manage the process. Relevant agencies will submit employee details to election officers in both physical and electronic form. Nepal has ranked first in the World Health Organization Southeast Asia region for surveillance of suspected polio cases in 2025. The surveillance carried out among children under 15 in 10 countries detected 7.1 suspected polio cases per 100,000 population in Nepal, well above the WHO benchmark of 2 cases. A total of 579 suspected cases were identified nationwide, with laboratory tests of some samples still pending. No positive polio cases were confirmed. Health officials said stronger surveillance helps prevent the spread of polio. Nepal was declared polio-free in 2014, with the last confirmed case reported in 2010. In regional rankings, Nepal placed ahead of India, Bangladesh, Bhutan, Sri Lanka, Thailand and all the Southeast Asian countries. Health authorities said routine immunization and active surveillance remain key to maintaining Nepal's polio-free status. Cardamom exports through the Mechi Custom Office have increased by 60% as of mid-December in the current fiscal year. According to the Mechi Customs Office, cardamom worth 5.53 billion rupees was exported during the first 5 months of the current fiscal year. Information Officer Ishwar Kumar Humagai said a total of 2,622 metric tons of cardamom were exported in the period. Meanwhile, tea exports through the Custom Office have declined by 31.4% during the 5 months of the current fiscal year. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Thailand and Cambodia have agreed to an immediate ceasefire following weeks of intensive water clashes that have killed at least 41 people and displaced nearly a million, according to a joint statement issued by the defense ministers of both countries on Saturday. This ceasefire includes freezing all troop movements and allowing civilians living in border areas to return home. The truce took effect at noon local time. The statement said that if the ceasefire holds for 72 hours, Thailand will release 18 Cambodian soldiers currently in its custody. Both sides also committed to de-escalation, including stopping attacks on civilians, civilian infrastructure and military targets, and avoiding firing or troop movements towards each other's positions. According to the BBC, the breakthrough followed several days of talks between officials of the two countries. The statement noted that the release of Cambodian soldiers would be carried out in line with the Kuala Lumpur Declaration, an agreement signed in October. A previous ceasefire collapsed earlier this month, with both sides accusing each other of violating the truce. Fighting continued through December, including Thai air strikes on a disputed border area and Cambodia on Friday. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said he will meet U.S. President Donald Trump in Florida on Sunday as diplomatic efforts continue to end Russia's full-scale war in Ukraine. The BBC cited leader Zelensky as saying the talks would focus on a U.S.-procured peace plan and separate proposals for American security guarantees for Ukraine. He added that Kyiv was seeking firm assurances from Washington as part of any peace agreement. However, senior Russian officials say the U.S. plan discussed with Ukraine was fundamentally different from the proposal Russia has been negotiating with Washington. The Kremlin has not commented on Zelensky's suggestion that Ukraine could withdraw troops from parts of the eastern Donbas region if Russia also pulls back. Ukraine has floated the idea of creating a demilitarized free economic zone in areas of Donbas that Russian forces rather have failed to capture. Ukrainian President Zelensky said the planned meeting with Trump could help settle key issues before the new year. However, Trump was quoted as saying that no agreement would move forward without his approval. Meanwhile, Russian officials have continued phone talks with U.S. counterparts following recent meetings in Florida. Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov welcomed recent developments but accused Ukraine of trying to undermine negotiations on the U.S. peace plan. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in Karnali and Sudipasin provinces, along with the hilly and mountainous regions of Gandaki and Lumini provinces. Mist will prevail in many areas of the Tarai region, while fog may persist in some remaining parts until noon. There is a possibility of light rain snowfall at one or two places in the high hilly and mountainous regions of Gandaki province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Susila Kargi holding talks with top leaders of three major political parties today. Discussions to focus on preparations for upcoming House of Representatives elections. Vehicle explosion at distillery in Rotherd kills one person, injuring six others. And Thailand and Cambodia agree ceasefire after weeks of deadly clashes. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.